Blackstone Audio presents White Heat by M.J. McGrath. For Simon Booker. 1. As she set a chip of iceberg on the stove for tea, Edie Kiglatuk mulled over why it was that the hunting expedition she was leading had been so spectacularly unsuccessful. For one thing, the two men she was guiding were lousy shots. For another, Felix Wagner and his sidekick Andy Taylor hadn't seemed to care if they made a kill or not. Over the past couple of days, they'd spent half their time gazing at maps and writing in notebooks. Maybe it was just the romance of the high Arctic they were after, the promise of living authentically in the wild with the Eskimo, like the expedition brochure promised. Still, she thought, they wouldn't be living long if they couldn't bring down something to eat. She poured the boiling berg water into a thermos containing hungik, which white people called Labrador tea, and set aside the rest for herself. You had to travel more than 3,000 kilometers south from Uming Maknuna, Ellesmere Island, where they were now, to find hungik growing on the tundra. But for some reason, Southerners thought Labrador tea was more authentic, so it was what she always served to her hunting clients. For herself, she preferred Soma brand English breakfast, brewed with iceberg water, sweetened with plenty of sugar, and enriched with a knob of seal blubber. A client once told her that in the South, the water had been through the bowels of dinosaurs before it reached the faucet, whereas berg water had lain frozen and untouched by animal or human being pretty much since time began.